Hello, this is Hard Chatter, and today I want to talk about Angel Macy. She is the mother of Cal and Chris Macy, and they were child stars on Nickelodeon, okay? And she just wanted to come through and show support for Dan Schneider today, okay? She goes, and this is out of her mouth, "I can't thank this guy enough for the opportunity he gave my son, my family, and my family. Blame the parents, not Dan." This is the coldest, most calculated, most sinister thing that you can say in support of someone who is charged with child abuse. Years of child abuse. And just because it didn't happen to your son doesn't mean that it's not important. What about the other victims? And there were clearly victims. But here's the thing. She's so ignorant, y'all, that Angel Macy refuses to watch the documentary. So she refuses to watch the documentary about Dan being a creep, about another producer raping a child. None of that means anything to her. And we as Black people, and I'm sorry to say this, but we as Black people are never going to get ahead if we can't stop and help everybody out. It doesn't matter the race or the reason. We need to support these parents because no child has to be victimized. And from what she said, that's just victimizing the victim over and over again. But you see, another thing that I think is interesting is, and you can, I'm just going to say this is interesting. Y'all go ahead, look this up for yourselves, okay? So what I'm saying is, what I'm getting ready to tell you, take it as a grain of salt, okay? Because I'm just finding out about it. But one of her sons is charged with child, pedo. From texting, I believe, a 15 or 14-year-old girl. So you see what I'm saying? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. When you see these people who are coming in support, okay, in support of that monster, then you know what it is, okay? Dan Schneider, we've seen proof that he is a monster. He is a deviant monster, and he used kids to promote sexuality on Nickelodeon. And I never watched the shows, but I have a son who is 21, and he grew up watching it, and it's devastating. You know, it's devastating that these young adults have to grow up going, oh my God, okay, so my favorite star from Nickelodeon was being abused? Okay, and the only thing you can do is support this monster? Not even give the benefit of the doubt of even watching it. That's the ignorance of it all. That's the real ignorance of it all. And here's the thing, I think Nickelodeon needs to go down. Honestly, I don't think he should have a platform to explain how he feels. And that's what happened. He did come out in response the other day. I don't think he should be able to come out and respond. I think he needs to be in prison for the rest of his life. And Nickelodeon needs to be canceled. Because it's tainted. No one will ever look at Nickelodeon again like they used to. I mean, they could salvage the cartoons, but you know, if you hire one pedophile and two pedophiles, then who knows? Who knows how far this rabbit hole can go? But the donkey of the day is Angel Macy. You're literally a donkey, for real, for life. You're a cold, heartless wench. To say that? Come on now. So now I'm wondering, what skeletons are in your closet? Angel Macy, was you responsible for helping Dan get these kids together? Huh? Did you have something to do with that? Because for you to be supporting him, I mean, you got to have something to do with it. You know? So until the next time, this is Hard Chatter, and I thank you so much for listening.